nice day out. It's always a nice day. Every day. We're breathing His breath, His blood coursing through our veins. It's always a great day. Yeah. Yeah, come on down and find your spot. And I had asked Mitch and Pam and Chloe, I believe. Come on forward for a second here. We're going to get the service started. Go ahead and come on up. And Chloe, wherever Chloe's at. Chloe. Yeah. So I was asking the Lord this morning how to open the service. And you can just stand here. That's fine. It'll just be a second. Well, I got to kind of set the stage for this a little bit, right? So I was asking the Lord how to start the service, and I had a couple different ideas where I might go with it, and then I heard Him say alignment, and so I immediately knew which thing He kind of had perking in me to talk about, right? And so He took me back to a time when I was helping bring a boat up from Seattle to Cordova. And we're out in the Pacific Ocean, and it's like really, really nasty, like dangerous weather out there, right? And we're like wanting to get out of it with the boat, 50-foot boat, and it's like feeling like a dinghy out in this ocean. So I don't know if you know where Lituya Bay is, but it's just a little north of Sitka along the coast. And it's a place you want to get out of the weather, but it's tough getting in there, so... Lituya Bay has a couple what they call range markers, and so you're miles out at sea, and you can see the two range markers way like a couple miles in on the beach, and as long as you have the two range markers in alignment, that's where you go through these huge waves that are breaking in front of you, because you can't tell where the channel's at. It's the same way with our walk with the Lord, right? We have God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? It's the same kind of range marker. So I'm going to line these guys up. I'm not saying this is God, but He's going to kind of portray that. So why don't you stand right up here, and then you just stand right behind Him, lined up.
Behind?
No, right there. Right there. You're going to be Jesus. And then here's the Holy Spirit right here, right? Now, the picture is that we align in our worship today with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, amen. And the Father. Hallelujah. And so during your worship, thank you, that's good. Thank you for helping out. And so during our worship day, keep that in mind, that alignment. That alignment. Go ahead and stand with me, and we'll enter in and just begin to get yourself in your mind's eye, get yourself aligned with the range markers in your life. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Alignment. Alignment. Come on. Amen.
power and the righteous run into it and they are saved. And I just believe that as we lift up the name of the Lord in this place and we honor him and we glorify him and we look to him and we choose to pray no matter what, we just choose to lift his name on high, that there is this wall of praise that is going to begin to be resurrected in our lives and around our families. And when the enemy comes knocking, that is what he's going to be hitting. Allow that wall of praise to just be lifted up inside of your heart. yesterday I went to a funeral. And you wouldn't think that would be a good thing, but it really was a good thing. The Lord reset my heart for the Arctic. And I had not realized how distant I had become in my heart. And I probably gave more hugs to people there than I have in a long time. Rachel and I attended this funeral, and they're, you know, hours long, but we didn't stay for the whole thing. But I feel like what John was saying, God wants to reset your heart for the things that he's placed deep within you that maybe you've lost a little hope about. Maybe you've given up on even. And I think that's where I decided to kind of set it aside, that that season's over. And he said, oh no, oh no, it is not over. It's over when I say it's over, Kim. So if that is you, as we worship, just press in to God and let him do something new in you and reset your heart for things that you might have thought were over, or that you must have misunderstood God. I've been waiting forever. It hasn't happened. There's a victory in the wait, because as you wait upon the Lord, your strength is going to be renewed, and you will rise up on wings like eagles. Come on, you will run and you will not grow weary. You will walk, you won't be faint. Find that backwards, you can move it. Since it's in the Word. So use this time of worship to just press really close to Papa's heart and just let him wrap his arms around you and speak to you again and receive. Open your heart to receive. You have a testimony. And hearing the testimony. So this morning, even while we were at the funeral, they sang this song that is huge in our hearts. It's called Healing Touch. It was written up there. Who could ever have a healing touch like Jesus? And I was sitting here going, Lord, I don't know if I have a healing testimony. And he goes, whoop, yes you do. And I'm like, oh, that's being very vulnerable. So I'm going to be very vulnerable this morning. And this is definitely very hard for me. So 12 years ago, I had a very bad dental experience. And I was like, that's it, I'm never going back. And so it had been 12 years, and my sisters made an appointment, and she's like, I'll go with you. And I'm like, I literally cried through this entire appointment, because the last appointment I had 12 years ago showed problems with my front teeth, and it was terrifying to me to think I was going to have to get fillings. And who knows, 12 years has gone by. Who knows how bad it is now, right? And I cried through the entire appointment with fear. The fear was gripping me. And none of it was there. None of it was there, because he healed, you know. And when we can break through that fear barrier, the miracles on the other side and the strength that's on the other side, and walking that out. You want to
So I love that. Let's honor the Lord for a second for his faithfulness. Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you are so faithful. You walk with us through every single situation. Your word says that you go before us, you're behind us, you're around us. There's not one thing that we will ever face without you, Father. And so we just thank you for that. When I was down here this morning, the Lord was telling me, he said, fear will never lead you to victory. It will always lead you away from it. Always. But his wisdom and being in him, in Acts, I think it's 14:22 or 13:22, it talks about being in the kingdom realm. when we're in that kingdom realm, it leads us to places of victory that we would never go outside of it. So it's really important that we start recognizing, is this fear or is this the wisdom of the Lord that's telling me to do something? Because fear will not lead you where you want to go, guys. Rachel had to overcome that and go the opposite of where fear wanted her to be. Fear wanted her to not go to the dentist and probably create a whole bunch of other problems for her. And the Lord said, no, I want to take you through this because I want you to be free of fear. And she did it scared. That's the really cool thing. She did it scared and God still showed up in it. I was sharing yesterday with the prophetic school. You know, I started my journey with overcoming fear of flying 10 years ago. 10 years, guys. And it didn't go away overnight. I still, up until this last year, would have to war with fear every time I got on a plane. It got better, but it was still present. And this last three flights I took, there was nothing anymore. Nothing. Completely broken because the Lord is faithful. And so could you imagine, I told them yesterday, think for a minute in your own lives where fear has ruled and reigned. Where when that thing comes in, you have unbelievable torment that comes with it. Think about living a life without that. It's possible in Him. So as we continue to worship, surrender to Him. Give it to Him. He's faithful. He will lead you into places of victory. His word promises it. It's who He is. He can't lie. All we have to do is position ourselves, just like we have to make a choice. We can make a choice to do nothing. We can literally make a choice to sit here today and do absolutely nothing. Or we can make a choice to step in and trust Him. years ago, the Lord gave me a word for this church. And he said this church was called to break the fear barrier. And Satan's testimony today is just witness to God's faithfulness in breaking the fear barrier. And what he does for one, he'll do for everyone. So press him for the reset. Press him for breaking off fear. Just press into him. He knows just what you need.
I'm just going to add something because Scott's going to come up and do communion. As I was sitting down here, as the testimonies are coming of healing, as you partake of communion, partake of the healing, receive from the Lord the healing that he wants to bring to you today. Because it's all his kingdom. We get to receive all of it today. And so take a moment to recognize, like, as I'm receiving communion today, I'm receiving that healing that I need in my body for this, or this broken relationship. I'm receiving the kingdom promises today.
Sometimes it goes the way you think it's going to go, and sometimes it doesn't, and that's this morning for me. I had it all planned out in my mind, how's it going to go, Lord, oh yeah, that's good, I like that. And then you get here and it's totally different. That's okay. I want to share with you a little testimony of my own. Some of you may have heard this because, you know, when you get older, you tell stories a lot. And you don't know how many people have heard your stories. So I'm going to tell you a story about my communion journey, I guess, is what I'll call it. When I was 11 years old, my parents, we were going to a Lutheran church on base in northern Michigan. And my dad and mom said, hey, if you do communion, you can choose whether you go to church or not. Sign me up! Because I didn't want to go. I don't know. My dad would stay home on Sundays. He'd be watching football. That's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to do any. It was boring. I was a little active at that time. I still am a little bit. But that was my mindset. If I go through this stuff, I don't have to do it anymore. I don't have to go to church. Perfect. So I did. And I remember taking communion for the first time, you know, with the pastor there, and he's handing you the blood of the body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ given for you, and you take it and everything. It's a big deal. It's a big deal in the Lutheran church when you take your first communion. But it didn't mean anything to me at all. And then when I was sophomore in high school, I met Jesus, and everything changed. When I took communion, I realized his sacrifice for me. When you hear the scripture, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Well, I'm a part of the world, but my best friend witnessed to me and he said, Scott, if you were the last person on the face of this earth, Jesus would have still died for you. So I wasn't in the mass of the world, the billions of people in the world. I was so important to Jesus that he would die for my sin. And that changed everything. So as we take communion today, maybe you're of the mindset that I don't like to come to church, I don't like to be here. But maybe today you'll look at it in a different way. Because I look at it in a different way now. Because
because I get to come and I get to praise my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, creator of this entire earth. To Him, nothing is impossible. Everything's possible. So, Lord, today as we take communion, Lord, we remember You. We remember the sacrifice that You did for each one of us specifically. And if that we were the last person on the face of the earth, You still would have done it for us, for me. So, Lord, I just pray for the body that was broken for me and the blood that was shed for my sins. And we just thank You for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's partake and think about it as you're doing it. Amen.
started this time of communion out with, will you receive the healing? Will you lean into my healing that I want to bring to you? So I have a testimony of a healing that I did not expect, and it's still fresh. So I'm bringing you fresh bread in the new, in the time of the new. During a worship time, the worship set leader said, there's healing in the room, receive your healing. That's been spoken numerous times this morning. And so we leaned in, we pressed in, and I was thinking, oh, is this the day you're going to heal this? And then I felt his presence. And then the worship leader called out something that I had forgotten I had in need of healing. And it was that he healed. I'm not going to say what it was that he healed, because I don't want our head to get in the way. But all I want to do is open you up and take you higher. And I want you to know that Jesus knows what needs to be healed in you without you speaking it, without you thinking it. And he knows what he brought you here this morning to be healed. He knows if it's the heart. And I'm not just talking about the beating heart. He knows if it's your emotions. He knows, and he touches. And you don't have to feel the touch to receive the healing. So I just feel like you're supposed to release rain. Let it rain. Because the Lord wants to rain down the Holy Spirit, and he wants to make sprout those seeds of healing that he has put. This is a time of new. This is a time of new. Sprout forth. Sprout forth.
as we position ourselves, we posture ourselves ready to receive whatever it is that you want to pour in this place, God. Healing will take it. Peace will take it. Joy, we receive it in this place. Revelation and wisdom and understanding, we say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Perseverance. Thank you, Jesus. Long suffering. Thank you, Jesus. We receive whatever it is that you want to pour out in this place, God. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain, Jesus. We say yes to you. We say yes to you. We say yes to you, God. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes with our hearts. We say yes with our minds. We say yes to the posture of everything that we're doing. We say yes to you. You can have it all. You can have it all, God. We say
striking of a match in this place. And I do hear and see your oil being poured out, God. You'll find us ready, Jesus. You'll find us ready. We are watching. And we are leaning in to your heart. We're pressing in to your heart, Jesus. Because it's for you. The Lord's been giving us marching orders this morning. So we say yes, Lord. We hear you and we respond. We respond. Feelings lie. They need to be come under and submit to the Holy Spirit just like everything else. And without that, they do lie. And He is pouring out right now. He is pouring out healing. He is breaking bondage, breaking fear. And just patterns, thought patterns that keep us going to the same spot. And it's like I can literally hear that match striking, that like whoosh. My boys play with fire a lot, and sometimes it gets a little bigger than what they planned. A lot bigger than what I planned. But it's like I can see in the spirit my children playing with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And it's like way bigger than I thought it was going to be. And I'm a little like, okay. But He's got it. And when He comes and He's burning through things, sometimes it's bigger than what we planned. And sometimes it burns a lot hotter and a lot deeper than what we had anticipated. But it's okay because He has a plan and He's coming. And I hear that match striking. And I feel like part of our marching orders is just position yourself and be ready. And no matter what that fire looks like, it's okay because He's got it under control. So I just want to give that to you in this moment. We can trust Him. I want to share one small testimony, and then we'll move into whatever. But this really spoke to me. The worship team already heard it, but last weekend we were in Fairbanks, and the boys had a baseball tournament. Anyway, there was it was beautiful outside. So beautiful and hot. I love Fairbanks. And, but there was this horrid black cloud that was like a wall. It was trying to steal that sunshine from me, but it was going to really destroy a lot of people that had driven a lot of hours to get there for a whole, tournament weekend. And I'm sitting there, and weather's weird, right? You're just kind of stuck with it. Like, it does whatever it does. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm watching, and it's getting closer and closer, and all of our phones are beeping with notifications. Thunderstorm warnings, we're seeing lightning, like, the whole thing. And it's getting closer and closer. The wind's starting to blow, and we're starting to feel these droplets. And all of a sudden, I heard the Lord say, "You can choose what you make agreement with, Annie." And I mean, I just looked at that thing. It felt like it was like right where that projector thing is. I mean, it was like so close. And I was like, "You turn and go that way." And I looked at Luke, and I said, "It's not gonna come." And he laughed at me, and he said, "Oh, yes, it is." You know, like as everyone's preparing and putting their stuff up. And within 15 minutes, that thing not only had moved, but it was gone. It was, like, no longer in the sky. And the next day, the exact same thing happened. And I said the exact same thing the next day, and it dissipated. And it was just that revelation of what we agree with, how we posture ourselves matters. It matters. all sorts of things that seem like it's just going to happen to me and there's nothing I can do about it. And that is a lie from the pit of hell. And so take that into your own life. Whatever those things are that seem like, well, kind of what it is. Guess I'll get an umbrella. No. Tell that thing. You know the name of Jesus. Listen. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Asking the Lord what to share on today, and most of the time he changes it up about now, but actually he's got me still on what he had me focused on to begin with. I'm in the Passion Translation, Luke 3. John went preaching and baptizing throughout the Jordan Valley. He persuaded people to turn away from their sins and turn to God for the freedom of forgiveness. There's a great footnote, which is where I want to land. John's message was revolutionary, for the religion of the day taught that forgiveness could only be found temporarily by offering sacrifices in the temple. John and a seed told the people that forgiveness of sin was a heart issue. Gained by an animal sacrifice offered in the religious system of the day. Repentance, breaking open the heart, is more important than gaining forgiveness by religious acts. So in that same way, as we give our offering today, it's from a place of heart. It needs to be from a place of heart. I just pray right now that I know that there's a lot of stuff in the world that we go through, and sometimes maybe our heart isn't quite where it should be with all the concerns of life and what goes on. But I just pray and declare right now over all of us, each one of us today, pouring out our heart.
the chorus should roll right over the top of it.
Hi guys, as you know, this is me and Kendall, and we are getting ready to go on a trip to Africa with Sandra, Janine, and Sarah. And that is coming up in like 2 months. So we are still in need of donations for the VBS, the Seed Blessing, and the Women's Retreat. Really excited to go on this. It's really important for us and to be pouring into the nation. So, but I'll let Kendall talk about a little bit more what we're pouring into.
Okay, we're doing a women's retreat. I think it's a 3-day women's retreat. We're really excited. I don't think they've ever done anything like that. So we're really just excited to be able to love on the women there. So there's a gift registry for just to be able to bless them, gifts for them. Like there's like journals and scarves and just simple things. And then we're just the total up there, that's for lodging, meals, give food, everything for 3 days, so that's like a lot cheaper than it would be here. So we're just looking for that, and then we're doing a food blessing for the seniors and elders of the village. And last time I was there personally, like the food blessing was my highlight because it was just so cool to be able to bless them. We like scoop the flour into their scarves, and like these people were like getting old, and they were like carrying this really big, like heavy stuff like on their heads. It was just crazy. So that will be, last time we just provided like 2 weeks worth of food. This is like a, they can plant this and it'll last like a year. So that's 24 per elder. So that's going to be really cool. And then we're doing a 3-day VBS. And I actually personally love being with the kids. It's so fun. They're so sweet. And that's for 2 meals a day for 3 days. And then like a few other things. It's $300 for like, I think, roughly 200, 300 kids. So that's a big thing. So we're really excited to go on this trip. Thank you to all of you.
Man, I'm really excited to be a part of that, sewing into that. You know, at my age, I think about passing the baton off and stuff like that, and I'm really excited to see leaders like this coming up in the body. It's really, really a big deal and really exciting to be a part of that. So I think we're ready to let the kids go and transition into the part of the service and maybe meet and greet a little bit, and we'll get ourselves ready here.